Romanian soprano Angela Gheorghiu's new recording, Eternamente, features some powerful duets with tenor Joseph Calleja. In fact, they were also recording his new release at the same time. Gheorghiu also reveals the price that she's paid for her life as an opera singer in this episode of New Classical Tracks. I'm Julia Macher. Hello.
Hello, hello.
My name is Julie. I'm in Minnesota. We have had a chance to talk before, but it's been a very long time, probably 6 years when your last recording came out.
I see. Things happen in between.
Yes, they have. And you have been marking a very significant anniversary this season with the Royal Opera House. What was that experience like?
Nice dinner. And I was singing Adriana Lecouvreur, my production. So they did beautiful things in all my career. It's one of course, my favorite theater, like the Metropolitan or Vienna or other theaters. They did fantastic work for me in time. I did recordings with them, you know. We have a long love story and relationship and friendship. So I am very, very lucky because to start the career in Royal Opera House and still to be in the same position, you know, as an opera singer, to sing the most important repertoire and then to have the possibility in my career to record everything I wish with who I want, where I want. So I choose everything in my career and in my life, in artistic life, all the time. I'm responsible for everything I did, and I was right to do it. And till 6 years ago, so everything was fine. And after 6 years ago, it was a little break with me and the recording companies. I didn't want to record anymore.
Well, certainly a lot has happened since then, and you are
I was
you
upset.
Are very excited. Go ahead.
I was upset with because they betrayed me because after the Madame Butterfly, we record in Rome, and I made everything to have that particularly conductor and tenor. We said, see you for the next recording in my house, you know, in EMI, Warner. And we say, see you for Aida. And then both of them and EMI, they betrayed me and they record with somebody else, my project, my Aida. And I was upset. I said, basta with recordings. Ciao, arrivederci. But in the meantime, EMI, Warner, they said it's a pity not to record, to be a child, because in recording it's something I really believe, I always believed. And I think to leave this kind of testimony is the only important thing an interpreter can leave on this world. And I try all my career to have my CDs, like to have the most relevance of my career and to be really in the top of it. And I said, okay, let's do it again. And I thought to have some verismo finally for my voice. It's quite perfect time. Voila!
Well, you wanted to make this particular recording to celebrate verismo.
No? Oh, no. It was just I proposed before baroque other type of repertoire because still I have repertoire to do it. But speaking, of course, what it's good for me now, I decide that it's time to have the opportunity In fact, what was very, very attractive for me, the duet from Andrea Chenier, I really love it. I was waiting for a lifetime to sing this repertoire. And of course, to have Andrea Chenier, the duet, everything was good to have a very small CD. I choose a repertoire that it's very demanding and very nice, and also I choose some unknown songs in the same period. I reorchestrate for me. Eternamente was recorded with Caruso 100 years ago. And I try to have a mélange, something that can be very interesting for my public and also for the new public, of course, to hear with my kind of voice this repertoire.
Well, the recording is titled Eternamente, and that piece is at the heart of this recording, correct?
Yes. Because of the title and everything, it's in it. Because I wish and I want that, if possible, like all the artists, that eternally they will remember me in the most nice way possible. But mostly for my art, my behavior, because I all the time I was, and I remain the sort of the only one. I'm still fighting for beautiful things, for nice things, for good opera, nice productions. So I'm somebody in the operatic world. I'm like the black sheep of the operatic world, because I'm the only one to say a lot of no's. Because I prefer to live with me the most beautiful moments of myself.
Well, the recording is quite beautiful.
And thank you so much.
I wanted to have you help us understand, for people maybe who don't know what Verissimo is, can you talk a little bit about what that means and the form of natural expression that it allows?
Yes, Verissimo, to make more understandable really for everybody, is like a soundtrack of a movie, okay? It's like, because the orchestra is not the supporting of the voice, just accompanying the singer. It, really, the orchestra and the singer, they are in eternal duet, and it's like a theater. It's like being an actor, but we have also not only the words and the action and dramaturgy, but the orchestra. And when you hear, you can also imagine everything, because it's so pictorial, everything. It's like also the Puccini operas or Cavalleria, all the arias I choose. They are very, very theatrical. This is very, very important. But as music, it is not all the time very easy to listen, because it's very, very, very dramatic, actually. And that's why I record also songs. They are more soft, more sweet, sweetness, and more tender, you know? So to have like a different atmosphere, and at the same time, of course, when you do a recording as an opera singer, people who knows about this verismo and very important repertoire in which you cannot sing when you are a very fresh voice from the very beginning in your career, it's not good because you need to leave everything you sing. Because the all the sentiments, all the drama, it's very, very important. So you must have a little experience of life to feel and to say that music. I mean, it's like I'm saying, not only singing. You know what I mean? So that's verismo. And you need to have experience of life.
One of those tender pieces that really, I listened to it again this morning, Ombra de Nube. Oh my gosh, it's just so beautiful and you sing it so softly.
Oh, I love it. You can see it on my face. It's fantastic, Ombra di Nube. It's fantastic. And I listened with Claudia Muzio. The composer wrote it for her. It's like a prayer, you know? But it doesn't matter of your religion. It's not that. It's a prayer for your soul. It's a moment where you are thinking about you, where you love yourself. And because if you love yourself, you can also share your love or give your love to the others. I feel like that.
How do you sing so softly, though? That is so difficult.
This is in Italiano, specialità della casa. This is me.
You are just amazing is what you are, is what you
Because in opera and also in verismo, I personally don't like big voices. I mean, voices, they're screaming. I mean, they're, rah, it's like, woo, you are impressed, okay. It's okay, you can be impressed. But I believe more in emotions than an impression, because the impression goes very quick. But when you hear something for your soul that stays there, it can also change you. So I can help with my feelings, I can help people. I have a lot of stories, and I have this luck in my life, how many people, they write to me that I help them to have a longer life because they are listening to my voice, and they said, oh, life is beautiful.
We can certainly hear why Puccini is one of your specialties with Vista d'Arte on this recording. And the dramatic range is so incredible, and your phrasing is so beautiful. Tell me about this piece and what it means to you.
I was the most lucky opera singer maybe ever, because I did a movie of Tosca, singing La Traviata in Paris. Somebody came to me and he said, I was waiting for you all my life. You are doing my movie of Tosca. So I had the possibility not only to be an opera singer, but also an actor. And I was in that period with a lot of actors, and I met actors, real actors, and I was really lucky to sing this aria, thinking about the first one and why we have this aria, because of a Romanian soprano. Because of her, we have this aria that it's like our curriculum vitae. It's like our biography. Visi d'arte. It's me. She is an opera singer. And this aria, the composer Puccini wrote specially for Hariclea Darcle, a Romanian soprano, because she was asking for it. They said many times that Puccini didn't write an aria for the leading role, and Hariclea Darcle said, "Excuse me, you wrote two beautiful aria for the tenor. Where is my aria?" And this aria is not a part of the action of Tosca. It's completely outside. And during the rehearsal, Puccini wrote this aria for soprano. He said, "You want an aria for you? Here you are." So he wrote the most beautiful thing. It's like he said, "I love you, girls. I love you. I love sopranos." And he did a lot.
Let's talk about the dramatic scene from Boito's Mephistopheles, where you sing with the tenor Joseph Calleja. And here, your character is awaiting execution in prison.
Yes. I remember during the recording with the choir and everything, it's like you are in between heaven or hell. You don't know. It's something, it's life. It's like you choose your freedom for eternity, you know, and you choose life and love. And if you did something wrong in this world, please God forgive me, but I give you everything for my love. It's fantastic. It's one of the most powerful moments on this CD. I was lucky to have Joseph Calleja, and it was very interesting because in the same period I asked him to sing for me for the all three moments, and two beautiful, the most beautiful duets, Andrea Chenier and Cavalleria. And I was singing for him, for his album, Otello. So we did for each other something very, very special.
I know that you want us to remember you for your beautiful voice and all the work you've done on stage, in the theater, the recordings you've made, the videos you've made. What would you like us to know about you, Angela Gergiu, the person?
Okay. Yes, that whoever was disappointed, because I canceled many times in my life because of my private life. I was unhappy, very, 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 very. And I don't know how I did my career with that thing on my shoulder and on my throat. And I never was at home happy doing that. And all the time, if I canceled, I'm sorry if the people were disappointed, but I prefer all the time when I am on stage to be 100% well, not to make public suffering or myself suffering if I'm not good. And all the time, not maybe not only me, But generally, opera singers, when they cannot sing, pity them, but not not judge them too hard. I know people generally, they are coming for me, they are doing lots of trips and things like that. I'm sorry for that situation, but all my life, each performance cost me a lot. I'm a very, very emotional person, and I dedicate the entire life from when I was in a kindergarten till today, my life to sing and think not to judge Andrea too much. Voilà.
That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media, with special thanks to Valerie Kaler for producing this episode. Next time, you'll meet George Lee, a 21-year-old pianist who recently had his debut at Carnegie Hall. I'm Julie Almacher.